Every single organ in your body has its own imprints of memories that it stores. These unconscious patterns and programs and storage things in our body are taking up valuable real estate of success. Everything that is happening in your business is a direct reflection of everything that is happening within you. Do you understand where I'm going with this? Are you reading between the lines? It's not always about the marketing. It's your energy. All of these things that you are feeling are an invitation to grow or to stay suffering. Welcome to a revolution in the hair industry, a space where being banked and beautiful and creating massive global impact is the new standard. I'm Blythe Langford, and in this podcast, I'm going to share with you the exact strategies and insights that helped me transform my 3 salons into 7-figure businesses in under 12 months. If you're ready to step into your power and grow your wealth and be part of a movement that's changing the game globally, then babe, you're in the right place. So let's get started. This is why your salon isn't succeeding. I know you don't want to hear this, but you're welcome anyway. So my approach is completely different, right, to everybody else's, I personally believe, because of being in the hairdressing industry for 25 years and actually going through all the shit that doesn't work, that really doesn't work, and seeing what really prevents success. Now, all of us as salon owners always want to expand our business, grow our wealth, grow our profits, our turnover, grow our teams, grow our reach, grow our clients, just wanting to grow in every single area. And a lot of the time when our figures don't match the amount of effort that we're putting in, it fucks with our heads. Like, what the fuck? Oh my God, I'm trying everything. I'm doing all the things, the marketing, the this, the that. Oh my God, my pictures are amazing. My Instagram's amazing. My staff are great. Everything's amazing. Why hasn't my success changed? I'm doing all the mindset work stuff that my mentor and my coach told me to do. I got those, you know, trainers into the salon. We did like this mindset stuff with all this team, with all my team, but nothing's really changed long term. Now, why do you reckon that would be? I'm giving you a clue here. You stuck up here. Where is your skills, baby? Your skills are in your body. You are probably really kinesthetic and empathic. Your mind and your intellect are not the forefront of your guiding force. And you'd be like, bitch, I'm intellectual as fuck. Okay, great if you are. And you're kinesthetic, baby. You work with your hands. You work with your intuition. When you are working with a client, you are gathering information, not just from what they say, but how they move their hands and what they're like, you know, a client's like, yeah, I only want my hair like up to my bum. And they're pointing at their jaw length. And you're like, got to read between the lines and figure out what the fuck they're actually talking about. Yeah, I want my hair blonde. And they're showing you a picture of like a level 6 ash, you know? And you're like, bitch, okay. You know, like we're psychic intuitives. We are not people of the mind. The mind is the end of our nervous system, okay? It's the end of our nervous system. What is in front of our nervous system is our body, okay? Our nervous system starts off, first of all, with our nose. When we smell something, then that creates a response and it sets off the other systems in the body. And then the brain is the final part of our nervous system that provides the information of how we're going to respond, okay? So when we're just doing mindset work, we're working at the end of the nervous system. And hairdressers are, I believe, smarter than everybody else on the planet because we don't work at the end of our nervous system. We work through our bodies, okay? So the work that I do is helping people to grow within their bodies. No, I don't mean getting you fatter. Unless you want to, I'm really good at that too. But what I mean is we work at releasing the unconscious programming that is stored in your cellular memory of your body. Every single organ in your body has its own imprints of memories that it stores. And these memories that are stored are literally our unconscious programming. They're the behaviors that we hate. They're the parts of ourselves that we don't like. It's the parts of our past that we've shut down and just hid somewhere and hope that nobody looks at that. But these unconscious patterns and programs and storage things in our body are taking up valuable real estate of success. What I mean is your body's got a certain amount of real estate available for all the things that you want. And if your body is filled up with all of the shit that you don't want, you ain't got no space. There is no rental property available within your body. There is no rental property available within your body. So you can do all the mindset work that you want, but it ain't going to land in your body. That's why you don't get sustainable results. So the work that I do is helping people tap into their body, release out the things that they don't even like, that they're holding so deeply onto, so that you can have valuable real estate that is taken up by the success that you want. Because you want success in all the areas, whether it's getting that banging body, whether it's getting banked, whether it is having a team that is happy and thriving, whether it is like more loving from your relationship, whatever it is, you actually desire to have more space in your body so that you can receive all of the things that you actually desire. But when you are not in the place that you want, the real estate is of your body is taken up by the things that you fucking wish weren't there. And the more you like try and like control and force and change and da-da-da-da, you're actually storing and trapping these things in even more. So the work I do helps people to release these things that they don't really want out of their body with ease and grace and flow, so it doesn't have to be gross and icky and stuckness and hard. It's harder holding on to them, babe. Haven't you realized that? Like, your suffering is caused by you holding on to all these things that you don't even actually want. So that's a little bit about what I do differently to other mentors in the industry. Not only do I work with you on your business, but also on your business within your body, because your body is your business. Everything that is happening in your business is a direct reflection of everything that is happening within you. What do you mean, Blythe? I've got a staff member that's doing like killing it. I've got a staff member that's doing shit. I've got an apprentice that's doing this. I got this. My marketing did it. Like, yeah. That's a reflection of you in your past. That's a reflection of you as a child. That's a reflection of your child. That's a reflection of a, you know, come on. I know I ain't telling you nothing new. I'm just highlighting the things that you are avoiding because you don't want to work on you. It's so much easier to do all this external work and never actually work on ourselves. But everything that you wish externally that you had that is not changing will not be changed or transformed for good if you don't work on yourself. So as a salon owner that is having all of these things going on within them, what your day-to-day can look like is, you don't even want to get out of bed. Like, it's fucking fuck. Got to go to fucking fuck work. Fuck. It can start off like that. Or it could feel like, oh my God, I don't even have the energy for this. Where's the fucking coffee? Don't even talk to me. I haven't had a coffee. I need a coffee. Get the coffee. It could look like that. Definitely seen those ones. It could look like, oh my God, it's like 6 o'clock. I haven't had breakfast yet. How the fuck did that happen? Oh my God, I'm so fucking hungry. Oh my God, I've got like mud mouth because I haven't even drunk enough water today. It could look like that. It could look like, I cannot even look at the figures. Oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to pay all my bills. Holy fuck. What am I going to do? Just smile and pretend it's okay. Nobody will know. It's okay. Oh my gosh, I just won't pay super for this quarter again. I'll just be behind in my super so that I can pay all the debts off. It could look like that. Have we all been there before? It could look like, shit. If you're a female salon owner or a gay salon owner, it could look like this. Baby, why can't you just be more like blah, 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 blah? Babe, why can't you just be more like blah, 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 blah? And you try and change your partner so much to the point where you don't even want to go out with this person, that you are actually in a relationship. And actually, you don't even know this person. You're just trying to create a being that is like the delusion in your mind rather than actually acknowledging the partner that you have that is lovingly holding and supporting you through all of your craziness. Or it could look like drama. Drama. And you might have outgrown the drama that's within you because you're a salon owner, but you notice that there's drama going on everywhere in the salon. Like, why are the fucking staff so dramatic? Why did that chick just punch a hole in the wall? Is she on ice? Or does she just have an anger issue? Been there, have you? What about, like, when, you know, people just forget to show up to work on a Monday and they've got a full column of clients? Has that ever happened to you? I mean, these are things I'm remembering specifically from my past, so I'm sure that it's probably happened to other people out there. And if you say that it hasn't happened to you, you're just really lucky. I don't know. Are you like Buddha's baby or something? I don't know. But, you know, they're the kind of things that show up. Or it could be trying to do everything yourself because you just can't be bothered to give another task to another staff member to fuck up. So rather than having anybody fuck up, you just do it all yourself because then at least you can be in control and you know that the shit's going to get done. And you hate being responsible for people and you hate being a control freak, yet if you don't control it, shit hits the fan and everything fucks up all the time. So I don't know, it might look like any of those one things, or it might also look like you in the morning going to put your makeup on or going to do your hair and looking at that person in the mirror and wondering who the fuck you are. You don't even know yourself. And so rather than even getting to know yourself, you just put heaps more makeup on so that you don't actually have to look like your real self, so that you can be somebody else, because actually you feel so unworthy. Unworthy for success. Or another one. You've gotten so much Botox so you don't even actually have to look like yourself anymore, because you actually hate who you are underneath all the cosmetic surgery. But you feel so confident with all the fucking surgeries. I know, babe. I've been that person. Fuck. I hated myself too. I did not want to be natural. And look at me now. But I know the journey to get back to natural. I understand what it feels like when you actually hate how you look, and you'll do any amount of poison to make yourself feel better. These are just some of the pain points that we as hairdressing salon owners face, right? And then the overwhelming pressure. I remember turning to my mum one day, I've said this before in a previous episode, but I remember turning to my mum one day and just saying, like, I think I'm having a heart attack. We were walking around the Bay Run in Sydney, and she just looked at me with blank eyes. And I could tell, because we're hairdressers, we're psychics, that in that moment she was like, that's how I feel every day, Blythe. And then I said to her, I'm like, actually, this is how I feel most days. And she was like, yep. And then changed the subject. How often do we do that? Where we actually, most days, feel so fucked, but we just got to keep on going because we don't know any other way. Well, these things that we are feeling are all signs that we've got some inner work to do. They are also all signs of the real estate that has been taken up in our body by all of these emotions, all of these experiences. So your body doesn't have the ability to receive success, wealth, maybe it's the fame and the fortune that you want. You don't have the capacity yet to be able to hold all of that. And it's you that is actually preventing your salon from growing. Don't worry, there's a cure. But just think about it for a little bit longer. All of these things that you are feeling are an invitation to grow or to stay suffering. What do you want to choose? It's totally up to you. Now, I don't want you to get to the place where I was at 27, having my second salon that I just hit seven figures with, went through extreme sexual abuse, treason and blackmail. My boyfriend had just fell pregnant with another woman, and then I've developed cancer. I was not listening to what was already happening within my body. And so the my internal world was giving me the anxiety, was giving me the pressure, was giving me the feeling like I was having a heart attack most days. Yet I kept on showing up and doing my external work so fucking well. I looked amazing. Go back through my old feed. Oh my God, blonde hair, all the Botox, the big lips. You wouldn't even recognize me. I was so fucking hot. Not that I'm not hot now, just different, you know. But I was very similar to a lot of people that are probably listening to this. And like I said, I don't want you to get to the place that I went to, because it's harder to turn it all around afterwards. It's so much easier to prevent it all. So I had obviously this big catastrophic year. Like, all of these things happened within 6 months. It's so fucking insane. Of course, we're dramatic. We do everything 10x, right? High achievers. Yay. If I'm going to fail, I'm going to fucking fail while I'm fucking succeeding and fucking what the fuck, you know? Just all the what the fuckness. So that is what led me into the path of doing deep inner work. Like, I'd already been a coach. I'd already been doing lots of things, like a head trainer. I'd already trained, I think, 1,000 staff by this point. But I needed to start training myself at a whole new level. So I started the expedition of the new Blythe, of figuring out who the fuck I was underneath all of my fucked upness and doing the deep inner work. So for me, I went through so many different protocols and processes and trainings and healers and psychics and sages and all the different yogic philosophies and spiritual teachings, and flew with Tony Robbins for a full year doing his leadership and relationship and all of these different academies and university trainings with Tony Robbins. Went and met the Dalai Lama over in India, went and got like hugs and stuff, stayed in the same hotel as him. It was pretty sweet. And then like learned how to do blessings and dikshas and all of these amazing tools, became a naturopathic nutritionist, learned all of, you know, and we don't do anything half. So I did like 10 trainings on that. I did like 5 trainings on like how to be a raw vegan chef. I did like, you know, all these programs in detoxing, da, da, da. I learned all of these things mostly to heal myself, because I was pretty fucked up. Like, my state was fucked, but I was so lucky. And I don't think I was lucky. I was so blessed to have built my salons to places where they were like financially sustainable, and they were able to give me the freedom to go and heal myself. And that's what I did. And then from there, when I came back, my clients were literally like, oh my God, what have you done? You're so different. Please teach me. And then I started to, like, that's when I'd already started business coaching. Like, I'd already trained in business coaching. And then I started to train in health coaching and started to support my hairdressing clients in health as well. So they were coming into my salons getting like the best service, because they've got a health coach, a fucking naturopath, a fucking this, that, and the other, you know, everything there. And supporting them in that way. I also had my own detox product brand, which was pretty sweet too. So once I'd started to do this work, then it completely shifted and changed. I fell in love with myself. Like, not my external looks. Okay, not my external looks with Botox. I was able to stop getting all of the injectables. And I'm not saying you should stop getting injectables. I'm not saying you should change at all. I'm just saying what changed for me internally and then within my business. So I started to accept myself. I started to be nurturing and loving and kind to myself and start looking after my health. And everything shifted within my business. Everything shifted within my teams. My teams, oh, they're so beautiful. Like, everything shifted. It went from being a boss to having like family, you know, where I cared so much deeper about them and their well-being, and they felt that. They had the most amazing lives, and I wanted to be a huge part of that. I wanted to make sure that they had the lives that they really fucking deserved. And so my responsibility went from pressure and hustle and me being there all the time and doing all of the things to like so much more ease and grace and peace internally. Because when you love yourself, it's peaceful on the inside. It's beautiful. You don't have that pressure. You don't have that lack of worth, the too muchness, the not enoughness. I'm unlovable. I'm ugly. I'm broken. I'm fucked. Like, you can come back to completeness. And when you have that within yourself, it's felt by everybody around you, because then they get to experience that within themselves as well. And that's when you become a magnetic salon owner. That's when the energy in your business completely changes. and your clients are attracted to you organically. It's like the time, okay, so this started to happen when this happened in my life. We would have clients, like this was in the Tony and Guy at Chatswood. I own the Tony and Guy at Chatswood. I own Tony and Guy Chatswood, Parramatta, and Sydney Central flagship salons that just, I never mentioned that. But with the Chatswood salon, when I was working in there, we'd have clients that would come in. They're like, oh my gosh, this is a new salon. This is so beautiful. I've never seen it before. This is amazing. When did you guys open? It's like, we've been here for 15 years. They're like, I've lived in this area my whole life. I've never even seen you before now. It's like, well, hi, glad that you're picking up on the vibes that we've got here. Do you understand where I'm going with this? Are you reading between the lines? It's not always about the marketing. Yes, it helps. However, it's your energy. And once you can open up to receiving more and cleansing out all the things that you don't need and require, the things that you hate, you are magnetic. And it filters through your staff, and it filters through the work that they do, and it filters to the external environment beyond your salon, and people are drawn in just by the energy. Effortless, effortless marketing. Oh my God. It's effortless marketing because all you have to do is the inner work on yourself. And so that's why I love, love helping salon owners do the inner work, because all the things that you hate about yourself, you can fall in love with. You end up not hating them. And you're like, but Blythe, I don't want to change. I don't want to look different. You don't have to, babe. You can fall in love with yourself and still look however you want on the outside. It's totally fine. My experience is going to be different to your experience. It's going to be different to the next person's experience, right? But when you do this inner work, you can create space to receive. You can melt into that. What else would you like to receive more in your life? I don't know. You tell me. Pop it in the notes below. I'm really excited to find out, actually. And once you've got this magnetic energy, that is the time that you want to start creating rituals. What, you witchy bitch? Yes, rituals. Because rituals is just a fancy word for what every single culture has already done, what every single religion, what every single indigenous culture, what I'm trying to say is all of your ancestors had rituals. Yes, you. Yes, you, baby. All of your ancestors had rituals. And it's up to us to tune into these ancient rituals. Bitch, you're a whack job. Okay, so what I'm trying to say here is you're a natural born healer. Another thing I learned from 25 years of hairdressing is 99.9% of hairdressers are psychics. You know that though, don't you? But you just don't want to tell anybody. But guess what? I know. And I'm here to help you with that. And you still don't need to tell anybody that you're a fucking psychic. It's okay. Just be Harry Potter undercover, okay? Like I was. It's the best fun. It's the best fun. So once you can tune into your magnetic energy and really harness all of you, yes, you're fucking sexy psychic, then your salon becomes magnetic. And then you create these amazing rituals that you literally create. You just like intuit them from your ancestral wisdom. Because once you've done this internal work and removed all the blocks, then you can create amazing rituals. And you're like, Blythe, I don't know how to create ancient rituals. I know, because we haven't worked together yet. It's part of the process, okay? And also, you could also just get my rituals. I've got a course on that. Like if you just reach out. So we can create these beautiful sacred rituals. Like I said in the previous episode, once you create a hub, like make your salon a hub, a beautiful hub, whatever you want to call it, a healing hub, a love temple, a fashion forecasting warehouse, whatever it is that you want to create, that's this beautiful space of yumminess and the energy is like cultivated in there. Oh, you don't like that word, cult, but you're creating a cult, mate. Just get you over it. Once you create this beautiful energy in there and all of your staff like understand who the fuck they are and what they're actually here for and how to do these like amazing rituals on your clients. And I'm not talking about like doing woo-woo whack like shit. I'm actually talking about like doing ancient, you know, massage and beautiful smells, you know, like things that the Egyptians would use to help people go into like calm states, or what the ancient Greeks would use to help people like come into like great philosophic moments, or what the ancient Indians, yogis and philosophers and saints and sages, Jesus, Yeshua, all of them, they all use these sacred smells and resins and beautiful things to enhance the experience. They were working with nature, okay? They were working with different elements of nature and bringing that into their salon and creating these amazing rituals, and then they would provide healing to other people. And as a salon owner, you get to create that, right? And you're like, I don't want to do that shit. Babe, you're already doing it. You're just unconscious. You haven't just put a name to it, you know? Now we're just going to put a name to what it is that you guys already do, and look at the process, the rituals that you're creating, and just expand on that so that you can draw in all of these clients who are dying to be your clients, who aren't yet your clients, right? Or the clients that you do have, we're going to take their experience to whole other realms that they've been waiting to experience in your salon. So once you create more space within your body, then you can break through these ceilings of wealth of your ego that's keeping you stuck and not getting to the success that you want, help your teams get to the level of success that they want, so everybody's earning over six figures, so that everybody is producing work that they fucking love, so that your clients become raving fans and they talk to all of their friends and family, and every time that they go anywhere, people are like, oh my God, I fucking love your hair. Where did you get that done? And they are like walking advertisements for your business. Babe, you're already doing the hair. What if the clients were promoting you for free and you didn't even have to ask them? That's what it means to be a magnetic salon owner. And that's what you get to be. So once you do the inner work, it allows your staff to organically and naturally, because they're extensions of you. No, I'm not a narcissist. It's actually a fact. They are extensions of you. Then the work that you've done on yourself can allow them to grow to the extra ceiling, the extra level and layer that you want them to grow to, because it is your internal real estate. All the work that you're not doing, all the things that you're holding onto so tightly that you're trying to control and don't want to yet change, that are preventing your salon and your team from being the epic leaders and having all the success that you and all of them desire so deeply, so fucking deeply. So please be brave, be bold, step into understanding yourself at the greater depths so that you can take your salon, smash your salon through the ceiling that you're currently at, and grow to the level and the layer that you fucking desire. Because babe, you're worth it. You're fucking worth it. Thank you for following me all the way to the end of this episode. And I also want to invite you to think about what behaviors, what emotions constantly come up for you that you try and avoid, that you think are fucked, wrong, yuck, ick. Oh my gosh, I've just got to work through it, not even deal with that, push it out of my mind. What are those things that you're trying to push away, that you're trying to suppress? Because those are actually the things that are keeping you stuck, okay? And the way that we first start to resolve them is by bringing awareness to them. So once you can voice it, then you're actually starting to transmute it. You're alchemizing it. You're changing it. You're shifting it forever. So I invite you and I encourage you, my love, to be vulnerable and let us know what these things are that you are really finding uncomfortable, because they are taking up the real estate for your success. Drop it in the notes below. Let us know, or DM me. I'd love to know. And if you want a mentor or the best coach in the industry, hello, you can reach out. You can join my mastermind, or even just let's get on a call and tell me about your business. Tell me about your staff. Tell me what's going on with you. Allow yourself to be seen by somebody that can see you in your entirety and can actually point out some blind spots for you to grow. Whether you work with me or not, it's irrelevant, but allow me to just share with you what I see in you that could potentially 10x your business, or 10x your health, or 10x your self-worth, because they're all one in the same. P.S. Much love, beautiful people. Thank you so much for joining me on Soul Temple. If this episode spoke to your soul, I would love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, please subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't let your journey end here. Connect with me and my like-minded community of beautiful souls at Blythe Langford on all social platforms. I look forward to diving with you deeper on your journey.